This is West Southwest on WMUK. I'm Andy Robbins. Everyone wants kids to read more, but there's a problem if you're a young person of color. You're more likely to see books with trucks or animals as characters than people who look like you. But that's beginning to change. The Kalamazoo Public Schools have a program to diversify the books in its classrooms. Elementary literacy coach Deanna Roberts and KPS coordinator of English Language Arts Angela Justice are among those involved in it. I asked Justice to lay out the issue.
In about 2015, the Children's Cooperative Learning Center did some research as it relates to books with persons of color or books written by persons of color. And they do this research yearly or every few years, and they've noted that only 10% of the books available are either written by persons of color or have characters that are persons of color, whereas books about trucks and cars and boats, you have 14%. And so it's a nationwide issue that there aren't as many books available for persons of color or written by persons of color. And so this initiative for KPS came about through that research, as well as us wanting to provide more engaging titles for our students just to increase their motivation as it relates to literacy.
Although the answer might seem obvious, why is it important that children see people like themselves in the books they read?
Not only do we want for children to see themselves in books, we also want for them to see others who may not be like themselves. So when we have that conversation, we refer to the analogy of windows and mirrors. And so when we talk about the mirrors, when they look into a text, we want for them to be able to not only see characters who look like them, but also see experiences that are similar to their own. And also, when they're looking at literature, to be able to see worlds and experiences that they may not have access to otherwise. So we know that literature is one of those ways that we're able to get those experiences to them.
Do you think the publishing industry is taking note of this and responding?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. From that research came a surge of just authors wanting to be able to publish books. There's a website, We Need Diverse Books, and they're always publicizing new publishers, new authors, persons of color, or authors that are providing windows and mirrors for students to not only see themselves, but to get a glimpse into the lives of other people as well.
KPS, the Kalamazoo Public Schools, recently started an initiative to get more diverse books in front of its students. Can you both talk about that a little bit?
So, yes, that was an initiative that we started maybe 2 years ago. And so we're very fortunate that our superintendent noticed. And he always wants to do what's best for our students. And so we started this initiative about 2 years ago, really being able to help craft classroom libraries. And it's not to say that our teachers did not have these books already in their classrooms. It's just that it's an expense. And so we wanted to, as a district, be able to provide classrooms with books that are quality, that are rich, that just allow students to just see themselves, and so that they're motivated and engaged again when it comes to reading. And so this process began with us just collecting lists of books from all over, people providing recommendations, teachers providing recommendations, Facebook joining listservs, and then just ordering those books and then sharing those books with teachers and asking teachers to make recommendations. Would this be a good book for second graders? Would it be a good book for third graders, all the way up to eighth grade? Just would these books be good? Would they be quality? Would students be interested? You know, us as administrators, we can say this is good, this is great, but really teachers are on the forefront of it. They know what students are interested in. And it even went a little a further step with including students, students being able to make recommendations as well. Because, again, teachers and administrators, we think we know what kids are interested in because they show us that they are sometimes. But then students themselves, as they're sitting down and reading, they're like, I really like this book. This is a great book. Or this is not so great. You all may like it, but we don't. And so it's been a collective effort. to just provide recommendations for books, to just get titles of books for kids to just have fun reading, just to explore diversity in different ways.
This helps all students, not just students of color, right?
Exactly. So Deanna spoke about those windows and mirrors. And so the mirrors are you see yourself, but those windows give you a glimpse into the lives of other people.
Beyond school, and we are in the holiday time, and people are thinking about giving gifts. In my household, when I was a kid, some of those gifts often were books, which is good because I like books. But what can parents, grandparents, other people thinking about giving a gift to a young person, what kinds of things, and they want to give a book, what kinds of things should they be looking out for?
So when you're looking for books for your children, of course, their interests should be at the forefront of your choices that you make, but also thinking about those things that we're bringing to the forefront here today. So how can you incorporate those opportunities for them to see worlds not like their own or to see themselves as well. So, you know, I have a son who loves Dog Man books. So he loves, you know, the Captain Underpants and those kind of things. But, you know, use Christmas as an opportunity to give them access to books that they may not choose on their own as well. So Angela and I have both brought books that we think would be good recommendations for parents and those people looking for quality books for their kids for the holidays.
Okay, let's talk about some of those books, and we'll start with you since you brought it up. You've got, looks like, four or five books there probably for younger kids.
I do. So the first book that I have is called The Day You Begin by author Jacqueline Woodson, and this book is about a young girl who is kind of having a hard time feeling comfortable sharing her summer experience with her classmates. So this book really touches on the issue of diversity in experiences. So experiences and sometimes the lack of experiences. So this book really talks about how you have to be brave enough to share what your family may look like and what your family experiences, even though it may be different from others. So the title is The Day That You Begin. So the day that you begin to accept yourself and be brave enough to not be ashamed of who you are and where you come from, the day that you begin to do that is the day that you truly feel good about yourself and the day that you invite others to see you for who you really are.
How about some of the other ones you have there?
Another book that I have is called Crown, An Ode to the Fresh Cut, written by author Derek Barnes. This book is written in the authentic voice of the African-American community, I would say. It's written as an ode, so it's written as prose or more poetic verse, and it chronicles like the ceremonial cultural experience of getting a haircut. So it's about a boy who goes to the barbershop to get a new haircut, and he is so, so proud of how he looks when he leaves that barber chair. And it just celebrates, you know, the beauty and the pride in getting a haircut and that whole experience. So that's Crown, An Ode to the Fresh Cut by Derek Barnes. Another book that I brought is She Persisted, 13 American Women Who Changed the World, who overcame obstacles, who persevered in spite of different obstacles that they had and how they overcame adversity. And this was written by Chelsea Clinton in 2017.
And Angela, you've got some books. Looks like they're what is now referred to as YA or young adult.
Yes, I do. The first one is Long Way Down, written by Jason Reynolds, and it's a book written in verse, and it's a really good story about a young boy who's really at a crossroads. His brother is killed, and so this young boy has to make a determination as to what he's going to do. Is he going to seek revenge, or is he going to just, you know, support his mom and support his family and just continue to make different decisions for himself? And so For the struggling reader, young adult who doesn't like to read very thick books, this book is an excellent choice for that simply because each chapter is a poem. And so the lines are short, but those collective poems together make an awesome story, a great story. Another book along the lines is, of course, The Hate U Give. It's in movie form right now, and a lot of students are seeing that movie, and they're having conversations about the movie. A lot of classrooms now are digging deep into the book. The Hate U Give is a book written by Angie Thomas. And again, it's just a really good book about relevant issues that are occurring, particularly in the African-American community as it relates to some killings with police officers. I don't want to get into that too much, but that is the topic and the theme. But it brings about great conversation. And so it's a great book for families to read together and to have conversations about current events, real life issues. Another book, and this is just one of my favorite authors, Jacqueline Woodson. Really, any book that she has written is amazing. But this particular one I brought today is I Hadn't Meant to Tell You This. And it's about two girls. And they live different paths. One is grown up in a pretty wealthy community. Another one has grown up in a poor community, and one of them shares a secret. And so the other learns about the secret, and they have to navigate the secret together. And so it's a really touching book. Again, anything by Jacqueline Woodson is amazing.
One thing I noticed in looking into this before we got together to talk about it is that researchers were saying that it's not enough simply to have brown faces in a book.
That is so true. So with that 10% of books that are available, there are books that are not so quality. They can display stereotypes. They can propel stereotypes, or they can bring about things like that's not authentic. And so we want our students to read authentic texts as well. And so through our process of making these book recommendations, we had to get rid of books that just when you look at pictures, you know, the noses are extremely big or the lips are exaggerated. And while that may be an art form, it's not about what students are seeing in print. It's also the images that they see and what are those images displaying. Because we look at reading, particularly for younger students, in three ways. They can read the pictures, and that's one way that they can read the books. And so we want those images to be as pretty, as accurate as possible, so students aren't walking away, well, that's not what I look like. We want them to be proud of what they look like on the outside so that they can begin to be proud of who they are on the inside.
Is there a good resource for people to, check and see if a book is going to be appropriate or not?
I think we both have good resources. The one that I go to the most is WeNeedDiverseBooks.com, where they actually will make recommendations on books. And sometimes those recommendations, it's like, whoa, I didn't know that about that book. But there are people who do this type of work for a living, and so you trust their judgment. And then just not only websites, but just by reading yourself. If something inside of you rises and says, this is not right, then don't give it to your child.
Did you want to add something?
Yeah. Also, the Nerdy Book Club is another excellent resource to look for book recommendations. So those recommendations are given by teachers. And oftentimes they'll give you a brief blurb about the book. So not only are you getting the book title, but you're also getting like an inside of what the book encompasses.
Deanna Roberts and Angela Justice are involved in an effort by the Kalamazoo Public Schools to diversify the books that students read. Find out about how to make the books you give kids this holiday season more diverse at WMUK.org. This is West Southwest on WMUK. I'm Andy Robbins. Thanks for listening.